This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama turns 200 tomorrow. The state will mark the bicentennial with a celebration this weekend in Montgomery. Industrialization is a major part of Alabama's history, and perhaps the most visible reminder of that in Birmingham is Slaus Furnaces. The historic site is marking the bicentennial with an object in line with that past of iron and steel. That's the Alabama Bicentennial Children's Bell. Metal workers are putting the final touches on it right now, but next week, it and a bell tower will be installed in the pond near the entrance to the visitor center. Slaus Furnaces Metal Arts Director Marshall Christie says it took a lot of research. They created a mold and about 2 weeks ago, fired up the furnace.
Which is, you know, always impressive. There's an 8-foot flame coming out of the top of it, sparks shooting all out every orifice it has, and a whole crew scurrying around, working the furnace and manning it.
He says the process of pouring the metal takes about 2 minutes, followed by 24 hours nervously waiting to see if it worked. In this case, it did. The bell is about 2 feet in diameter, about 375 pounds, made of iron from Alabama. For the musically inclined,
a very solid E is our note.
They checked it out with a guitar tuner. A bicentennial is, in part, about the past, but this bell is about the future and the children who will inhabit it. That message rings out just looking at it. Across the bottom of the bell, it reads, "Leave it better." The bell is a project of the state's Bicentennial Commission and Children's of Alabama. Both are program sponsors on WBHM. However, our news and business departments operate independently. This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham.